Shalom Avracha, welcome everyone. There's Hashem, we can do in Pel Yoyt, Noiz Beis, Shalom 208, a new topic, Bar Levov. What does it mean, Bar Levov? Bar Levov is one who has a pure heart. As we see in the Pasuk, very famous Pasuk in Kapitel Chav Dalit, Pasuk Gimel and Dalit from David HaMelech. As we say, every time we take out the Sefer Torah, as well as the Shir Shal Yoyim on Sunday, Miyalid Bahar Hashem, who was a person who was able to ascend to the mountain, the Har Hashem of Hashem? And who will stand in the Kiddusha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Says David HaMelech to answer these questions, Niki Chapayim Uvar Levov. One who is Niki Chapayim, what does it mean Niki Chapayim? He has clean hands, means there's no gezel in his actions, there's no theft. He lives his life with emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why he doesn't need to come on to steal, because he believes everything comes from Hashem. Bar Levov, a pure heart. This person who has a Bar Levov, says David HaMelech, this is the one who is Yale Bar Hashem. This is the one who will go v'mekoyim kodshoy in the Kiddusha of Hashem. He has a pure heart. Now we have to understand, what does it mean to have a pure heart? So comes along the Pel Yoytz, and he tells us, what does it mean, Bar Levov? Shlo yechte beliboy. The meaning of a pure heart is that the person has refined himself to the degree that his wants, his ratzon, his desires are that of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Perish Bar Levov, shlo yechte beliboy lachshoy machshavos rois vasuros. That a person has aligned himself, that a person has calibrated himself to the point where his desires are what Hashem wants him to do. He has elevated himself to such a madrega that now he is connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He has aligned himself that whatever Hashem wants and whatever he wants is all one. This person doesn't think in his heart to do averus or to have forbidden thoughts. This is the madrega we're talking about. David HaMelech says, Nikicha paim uvar levav. This is the person that can go b'mkoyim kodshoy in Hashem's holy place. This person creates a kodesh kadoshin for himself. And he says specifically, Beprat, Bishas Atfila, Vitalo Tayro. Specifically, this person is able to focus during a Shemona Esrei, during a davening, during a Torah, during a Limud, when he's learning. Everything else is pushed aside. The same way when he's talking to a friend, Lamashal, he has this conversation, nothing else matters right now. Or he's talking to a child. His child, her child. Right now they're focusing on this child. Nothing else matters. This person, the Bar Levov, the pure heart individual, has elevated themselves that when they're davening Shemona Esrei, every single bracha is cherished, is precious. They're focused on only HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When they're learning the words of the Torah HaKadosha, nothing else matters. Nothing else exists. They say the stories of the great tzaddikim who needed a surgery but they didn't have anesthesia to numb the issue that they had to perform a surgery on. And they told the doctor to give them a few minutes to get into a very deep sugya. It sounds absurd. Sounds not human. And once they were so engrossed, so focused in their limud, then the doctor performed this surgery without anesthesia. It's beyond comprehension. This is what the Pelioids is starting off with right now, of this high Madrega to focus, to strive for, to understand the words what David HaMelech is teaching us. Miyale Bahar Hashem, Umiyakum Mekayim Kodshoi. Who can climb this mountain of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to get to Hashem? It's Nekicha Payim, that one that does not have any gezel, any theft in his hands, because he has the emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and his bar lev of his purity of the heart. His desires, his ratzon, is exactly what Hashem wants. Ki alev hu heichel hamelech. The lev, the heart, is the heichel, is the sanctuary of the king. The machnes by machshavas asurois, areize ke machnes tzelem beheichel chas hashalom. And the person puts in his heichel, in his holy mokum kodush, in his lev, if he puts in there foreign thoughts, forbidden thoughts, machshavas asurois, it's like he's machnes at selim beheichel. It's like he brings rachmul letzlan chas v'shalom and avodah zara in to the Beis Hamikdash. Want to attempt to elaborate the words of the Pelioids over here with the Ramban? It's really the Ali Shur or some of all Bizatzal. He says there are different svarim that a person can learn to help him think like a yid, to train his mind to think like a Jew. And the Ramban on the Chumash is one of these svarim. And he says you learn the Perish Ramban on the Chumash, and then it helps train a person. The other svarim also trains a person, teaches a person to think like a yid. Let's understand a little better. We are foreigners in a different land. I don't mean whatever city or country you live in that you're not an Eretz Yisrael. That's not what I mean. The guf has home field advantage. The neshama is trapped, we'll call it, in the guf, in the oilam hagufois. The oilam hagufnius. The neshama is ruchni, is spiritual. And it's trapped in this physical world. And when now its purpose here in this world is to elevate itself and to pass the nisyonos, the challenges that it's facing, albeit in this disadvantage that it has because it's the world of guf, of physical, of gashmi. And that's what David HaMelech says the Pelioids is teaching us. Miyale Bahar Hashem Umiyakum Bimkayim Kodshoy. That's Nekicha Paim of our label. That's a person who has focused and he says, what does Hashem want from me? How can I make a Kiddush Hashem? A person who lives his life in such a way and learns Torah and does mitzvahs b'simcha with happiness that he's able to do the Ratzon Hashem. And he trains himself and he teaches himself day after day to serve Hashem in such a way. This is the person who is Yakum b'mkayim kodshei. This is the person who is able to go into the Kodesh Kadoshim because he makes himself into Kodesh Kadoshim. He turns himself into a Kodesh Kadoshim to the point where Kodesh Baruch Hu says, I want to dwell my Shechina inside of you.